This is your girl Gracie Chavez, la mera mera de Bombón, and you're listening to Ese Cabrón, Ese Cabrón, Ese Cabrón, Ese Cabrón, Ese Cabrón, Ese Cabrón, Ese Cabrón.
Jasmine, we can't say cabrón on the radio.
Oh, but we just did.
From NPR Music. This is All Latino. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst. This DJ's name is Ese Cabrón, and this is an awesome, awesome mix.
It's going to kick off our new music show this week because we have some familiar names, we have some new artists, and we have a favorite of ours that I'm going to lay on you later, but let's get back to the music. We're joking about the name of the band at the beginning, so let's get into the etymology of this song, because cabrón is a word that's used among friends, it's used among enemies.
It means big goat.
Cabra is goat, cabrón is big goat.
But in certain contexts, you can use it to kind of mean like that bastard, ese cabrón. But then I could always be like, hey, Félix, cabrón. There's another word I wanted to go into. When she's introducing the song, she says, la mera mera. And I was trying to figure out how you translate la mera mera into English.
I've been asked that before, and I can't even...
The realness, the realest of the real. Because, you know, merus in Latin, allow me to put my professor glasses on. Merus in Latin means pure and undiluted. So this is la mera mera, kind of like our show. Our show is el mero mero.
Okay, so now that we have the name explaining out of the way, what about the band? Who is it? Who's the DJ?
Well, this is a DJ. This is a Mexican DJ based in Texas. And this mix is called Las Rolas. And it features a lot of bands we really like Calle 13, Dengue, 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 and a lot of other bands that we really love. And I think it's a great mix.
It's a very long mix, and we'll post the mix on our website. Another track from you. This song has no title.
That's actually the title of the song. Esto no es un título. This is not a title, but it is a really good song. This is by Peruvian singer Danitze.
Ya sé que no volverás y me da lo mismo. tú saltaste en mi pared y encontraste el abismo. Basta para ponerte de pie, que vuelvas a tu sitio.
Hello.
I really like that track. Where did you find it?
I thought you had fallen asleep. Well, you know what's great? This was actually sent by one of our listeners, Jackie Donaldson. And she writes, "Hi there. I'm a big fan of your show. I've been listening for a couple of years now. I live in Lima, Peru. I'm from the U.S., but I find that Peru is donde mi alma pertenece, where my soul belongs." And so this is Danitze. She's a Peruvian musician. And listener Jackie Donaldson promises that she's going to keep sending us awesome Peruvian discoveries. So I guess we have a Peruvian correspondent now on Alt Latino.
Thanks for sending that in, Jackie. And Jasmine, correct me if I'm wrong, doesn't it have a little bit of a feel like a Carla Morrison feel to it?
Actually, that's very funny that you said that. She wrote to me that she discovered Danitze because Danitze opened for Carla Morrison at a concert, I guess in Peru.
So there's the connection. So now I want to know the connection to this next song that you brought in. It's a theme to the 1960s show The Munsters.
Wait, have you never heard this band?
Oh, I know the band and I know the song.
No, I thought you would. It's just right up your alley.
This is by Los Straitjackets. The song has an interesting story, and the band has an interesting story, and I want to hear how you came to this song, but let's hear the song first. Okay, Jasmine, how did you come to that song this week?
Well, it's something that sounds more like something you would have brought, right?
Absolutely. I really like Los Straitjackets, and of course, that Munsters theme song is part of my childhood.
Last weekend, I went to a Fabulosos Cadillacs concert at El Foro Sol here in Mexico. So, and for people who don't know, it's this legendary Argentine band with a lot of brass, a lot of fantastic percussion, and you know, Rubén Albarrán from Café Tacuba has sung Vasos Vacíos, their classic, with the band, and then Rocco from Maldita Vecindad. It was just great. The last opening band for Los Fabulosos Cadillacs, all of a sudden, all these dudes show up in these Mexican wrestling masks, and they start rocking out. I mean, they were so good, especially the drummer is amazing. And everyone is like, whoa, who are these guys? As far as the opening acts go, they stole the show. I really thought they were Mexican guys, and then everyone did. And then all of a sudden, you know, after their first or second song, they lean into the microphone and they're like, hola, caballero. And everyone's like, whoa, who are these guys in the Mexican masks? I mean, people went crazy for them. So good.
Now I have to explain that the band is Los Straitjackets, and Los Straitjackets are not Latino. They're from Nashville, Tennessee. They were formed in the mid-90s, and their whole shtick is to wear these lucha libre masks, and the leader speaks in a very exaggerated
accented
American,
yes,
accent. Hola, caballeros. Yeah. That's their whole shtick.
And imagine El Foro Sol. Imagine El Foro Sol, which is... How big is it? It's huge. Oh, it's enormous.
Yeah, it's a stadium.
Full of like Mexican kids and Argentine kids. And, you know, everyone loves Los Fabulosos.
I love that they opened for Los Fabulosos Cadillacs because I really like that band. And I could totally hear them exaggerating that accent. Great pick. The Munsters, by the way, the Munsters, it was a TV show from 1964 to 1966, and it was on the CBS network here in the U.S. It was a fictional, obviously a fictional family, and they were all monsters. The dad was like looked like Frankenstein. Grandpa was a vampire like Dracula. Mom was like she was like a corpse, and son was Eddie, the son. Eddie Munster was a little werewolf, a little wolf man.
Was it like Los Locos Adams? It's a doo-doo-doo-dun.
Oh, like doo-doo-doo-dun, very much like Adams Family. Yeah. It was 64 through 66. So that was really right during the whole surf music period when surf music was really popular. The version we just heard was very similar to the original version, the TV version, because it had that twangy guitar, like a surf guitar. And that's what made that theme song pretty popular. Thank you for bringing that one in. I really liked it. And I've been singing the Munsters theme song all day. Thanks to you. I brought in a track from a Mexican artist by the name of Siddhartha. This is a song called Naufrago, and it fit in nicely with the rest of the tracks that you brought in today. Check it out. No. You know, Jasmine, I didn't really know this artist's music. Sid Harth is from Mexico, and like I said, it fit in with the rest of the tracks that you brought in. And I also played it because even though the track is from 2011, he's about to play a short tour in California, in L.A., San Jose, and in my old hometown of Fresno. So I thought I'd throw it out there so the people listening in those cities hear the music and go check him out.
Felix, I just noticed that so many of the musicians we brought to this week's show are Mexican.
By coincidence.
So much good music coming out of Mexico. And what I have is a band that is based in Mexico City, but the members are from Chile, Mexico, and the U.S. This is El Triple Filtro, and the song is called The Vanquished.
The kins are set up in the open facing the blast.
Sure, like a cigarette. You can take them like a pill, too. You can what? Throw them like a flower. And you can stick him in your arm with a needle.
Light collapses on itself. I'm running out. Light collapses on itself. I'm running out. Quickly move.
Cameras followed the SRBs through range safety destruct. Simultaneously, the left SRB was destroyed.
5, 4,
failure was due
3,
to a faulty design, 2, rendering the seal unacceptably
1,
sensitive 2. To a number of factors.
Thank you.
showed a significant drop. This was followed at 73.124 seconds by the appearance of a circumferential white pattern along the ET aft region, suggesting LH2 tank structural failure.
What drew me into that song were the different layers of electronic sounds that we heard. I'm a geek. I just get lost in all the different sounds. And often, believe it or not, I don't even hear the lyrics. I don't even know what she was singing about. I'd have to listen to it again. I just get lost in the music. And this was so well produced.
But I do think her vocals are so just floaty and ethereal. I don't know. I love this song. I feel very relaxed. I think someone put something in my tequila for breakfast this morning.
This next song is called Campesinos, and it's from a Colombian band called Cinema Cinco.
Traigo la canción que a vos te gusta. Traigo la culebra que te asusta. Traigo la caléndula, el veneno. Pa' que se te dé todo lo bueno. Yo traigo mazamorra boyacense. Traigo un patacón a medio hacerse. Traigo un chontauro bien mauro. Y una salsita pa' que baile bien duro. Yo traigo el verbo amar. Traigo mucha sal y el sabor del Pacífico es mío. Yo traigo el corazón prendido pa' no estar más tiempo aburrido y en tu mío. Yo traigo lo mío. Traigo en mi morralito cosita buena pa' ti, pa' curarte lo que está mal. Traigo más amor a boyacense. Traigo un patacón a medio hacerse. Traigo un chontauro bien maduro y una salsita pa' que baile bien duro.
Sí.
Yo traigo el verbo amar. Traigo mucha sal y el sabor del Pacífico mío. Yo traigo el corazón prendido pa' no estar más tiempo aburrido y
sal y el sabor del Pacífico mío. Yo traigo el corazón prendido para no estar más tiempo aburrido y en tu mío. Te traigo lo mío.
You know, I saw these guys in Austin last March during South by Southwest. And then again, I ran into them at the LAMC, the Latin Alternative Music Conference in July in New York. And they've been sending me music, and they've been very, very good about staying in touch. And I finally had a chance to play that track. They also produce these very, very beautiful videos. And you watch the video on this one, it's all these, again, wonderful faces that were filmed in a rural market somewhere in near Bogota. Just a great band and really nice guys. I got a chance to meet with them, hang out with them in Austin. Very funny guys. Loved this track.
You know, and I love this. I feel like it really creates this landscape with the whistles and the sounds. It really transports me to Colombia, actually. Alt Latino has spent a really good deal of time in Colombia. And it does really transport me there. You know, Felix, it's kind of interesting how music can paint this picture for you or take you to a place or tell a story. I had this experience I wanted to share with you. I recently, for the very first time, tried out an audiobook. And I was just really frustrated with it. Like, I can't do audiobooks, I think. I just can't really get into the characters or visualize the landscape if I'm not actually reading the words. And I was just, as I listened to this song, I was wondering, you know, about how music is actually very different. With music, I can totally be transported to another place and a story and characters and a landscape. I just wonder why with books that doesn't happen to me.
You know, everyone has a different experience because I've listened to a lot of books on tape and I enjoy it quite a bit. So much so that I've missed my stops on the train. I'm transported by the writing and by the words. And I'm glad you mentioned the whole idea of being transported because we're going to end the show today with a track from one of our favorite artists, Helado Negro.
Yay, from Ecuador.
He's got a new album out. It's called Island Universe Story 2. And I'm going to read a little of the notes from the album to give you an idea of what he's doing. He says, these aren't outtakes or afterthoughts or byproducts or B-sides. They are fully filtered, distilled, unified recordings, chapters in a continuous narrative. It's largely instrumental. When I listened to the record, just like you said, I was transported to a lot of different places. This is a very, very good work from him. This is a track called Enters, again, from Helado Negro, who is really Roberto Lang.
Thank you.
just fascinated by how these guys imagine sound and how they mix it together and how it just like a stutter, almost an electronic stutter to this song with this voice floating over the top. So many twists and turns that just draw you in. And just when you get settled and complacent in one area, something else comes up to challenge you, to soothe you, and to take you to a different place. We want to remind you, like we said, that you can hear this track and all the others that we played on our show today on our website at npr.org/altlatino.
And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We're NPR's Alt Latino. So the end of the year is near, and as we do every year, we are going to be hosting first a show in which we will be sharing our favorite songs and bands and albums of 2013, but we're also going to be doing a show with listener picks for best of 2013. So make sure you send us what were your favorite songs and albums this year. And you can do that on our Facebook or Twitter. We are NPR's Alt Latino.
I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garz. And this has been El Mero Mero Alt Latino.
You waited all day to say that, didn't you?
You know what? I could hardly hold it.